This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal.
There is a certain beauty to working outside the Washington, New York, maybe all the way up the Boston corridor, a beauty that lets people, men specifically here, not have to wear suits and ties to work every day. Robin Givhan writes on fashion, most recently men's suits for the Washington Post. Thanks for coming on.
It's a pleasure to be here.
The headline on this piece is a history of the final dying days of the power suit. I have to confess that I'm surprised to hear the power suit is still alive.
Well, you clearly are not in the nation's capital.
Well, yeah.
I think that if you turn on C-SPAN, for instance, you will, see a great panoply of congressmen wearing the traditional business suit and very traditional in terms of the cut and the color.
Yeah, well, and so much so, and you say this in the piece, right, that it's become a uniform. You put a white shirt on, a red or a blue tie, and a darkish suit, and boom, you're done.
Yeah, I mean, I think there was a point at which, the suit had this symbolism that the most powerful man in the room was going to be the one in the suit. And there was this sort of competition with power ties and suspenders and all of that. And now it's really just a matter of ease and comfort and to some degree camouflage.
This is going to sound funny coming from a guy who, being in radio, I could be wearing pajamas for all anybody knows. And maybe I am. Do you lament sort of casual Fridays and what that has wrought?
You know, I don't lament casual Fridays. I lament sloppiness.
Yeah.
But I do think that the shift away from the suit as the sole way to demonstrate or show your power and authority, you know, it's a good thing because I think it gives men certainly more options. And I also think it kind of levels the playing field a bit because women never had that kind of reliable standard uniform that immediately conveyed power. So I think it makes it a little bit easier for people to have a wider sense of what power looks like.
A nod here, then, to millennials. Is that a factor in the demise, as you write, of the power suit?
You know, I think it's the millennials have both killed the power suit and they've also elevated the suit as a fashion statement.
Huh.
Millennials are much more likely to use a suit as something that they would slip on going out and socializing, as opposed to something that they are going to go into a store searching for because they need a closet full of, sort of bland navy suits.
Right. Robin Givhan writes on fashion for The Washington Post. Robin, thanks a lot.
Thank you.